Holy Name Retreat. I want to ask you, what was necessary so that we can change a habit which is not so good? Yeah, there was first a willingness. We need to want to change something.
To set realistic goals.
I would say steps to the goal. Our goal is very. We do have in our movement, or in, you know, all spiritual people have very high goals. They want to purify their heart. You know, they want to become much better people than they are at the present moment. So we should see what small things can we do right now to increase our japa. For instance, I was this morning chanting in my room, and I remembered I had yesterday decided that when I chant, I want to start with a process which I will introduce today, the river chanting. What that is, we will hear a little bit when I'm in the actual lecture. And that's a very advanced state where you really are hearing all of the mantra and you are absorbed in Krishna. So I knew this is a little high. I knew this yesterday, and I will be most probably tired and a little brain dead because I have to get up. I don't have enough time to really rest. So I decided, let me at least focus on each hari of each mantra. And that worked very well for me. So it was something which Mathurananda said, a realistic step. My goal was very high, but I did a first step in that direction. Now, as this happens, as you do this, there will be something happening. As you do something new, which you have not done before, there will be something which is happening. Does any one of you remember what will happen? A transformation, yes, right, Jai Gopi. A transformation or an inner change. And this, when we observe, wow, something is happening here. What will be produced from that? Happiness, someone says. A self-belief, a confidence. I can do it. I can do it. It works. And once we have this self-belief, this belief or confidence, or nishchayat, it is called, something very, very amazing will happen. And I've made a photo of it, which Gokrishna will supply me with. Something which is known as the Bhakta Nishta will develop in you. When you have self-belief that I can do it, something very wonderful happens. This is now a little spiritual psychology. I know it's early for you in the morning, and you want, but I think some of you are in good state that can concentrate. Bhakta Nishta means a fixed determination. You become determined again, and you will think, well, because I have done offenses in the past against the Holy Name, I may have to suffer the consequences. For instance, one consequence of a person who has neglected to chant properly is that he has no taste. That's a consequence, no? So I may have to suffer a little bit this period of having no taste, but I will never give up serving Krishna and chanting his holy name. And then when you have this fixed determination, what is it? In English, come hell of high fire, or what is it? Come hell or high water. No matter what happens, I will remain persistent on my path. I will serve Krishna with my full heart, even if he does not yet show me his mercy. You know, self-belief gives rise to determination and also to persistence, that you can go on and on and on and on and on, no matter what are the external circumstances. And then from there you develop a desire, I want to only serve Krishna and nothing else. And finally, you will be able to stop pointing with your finger at others and circumstances. You will take responsibility, in other words, for what happens in your life. You will say, yes, I'm not yet chanting with full taste, but that is not Krishna's mistake. That is due to my own. I will take the responsibility. I have been very absent-minded. So, in brief, when you have this self-belief that I can be a good devotee, I can be focused, then so many nice things happen, like determination, persistence, a desire to really want to serve Krishna, and the willingness to accept responsibility. My dear devotees, it's so absolutely important, because many, many Hare Krishna followers, and I think some who fit in this category sit also in this room, have given up hope. They have given up the confidence that yes, they can change, they can become ecstatic chanters, they can become serious devotees, they can become close to Krishna, and yes, they can go back home in this life to Krishna. If we don't have this, we will become attached to material things. You know, we will become attached to things which distract us, which are detours, which are not really fulfilling us, but which are just lousy compromises. And as I said, many of you are suffering from this because you have given up hope in yourself. You have given up belief in yourself. And with it, you have become doubtful in regards to the process. So in this, I think you can see already, in this Japa retreat, we want to do, steps to correct that and to go in the spiritual direction. It is really serious. It's not, we are not just learning some techniques, but we are learning to strengthen our Krishna consciousness and make a revolution in our lives.
Yes.
It is really, I want to say, all what we will learn is really to develop an active, a vibrant, alive connection with Krishna, and in this way revive our lost relationship to Krishna. Good. So this was a little bit what we were talking about yesterday. Again, this model, which I find very helpful and which has helped many devotees, I will show it to you tomorrow morning again, and you, before you leave the temple room, you can make a photo, photo with your machine. Now we will hear a lecture, and then which is related, and then I will do part two. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Dana Valla Giri Varada Di Giri Varada Di Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Hari. Giri Varada Hari. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaran Jana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Yamunatida Vanachari. Yamunatida Vanachari. Jayadadha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jayadadha Tava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva We are reading this morning from the third canto, chapter 33, text
6.
Janamadeya Shravananukirtana.
Janamadeya Shravananukirtana.
Yat pravanat yat smadanadapi kvachet. Svado pisadya savanaya kalpate.
Svado pisadya savanaya kalpate.
Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshana.
Kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshana.
Yes, because we have so little time. Please, someone of you chant and then I will go to the translation. Yana Madeya Shavana Nukitana. Yad Pravanad Yad Smaranad Apikvachit. Svadopi satya savanaya kalpate. Kuta punaste bhagavanudasana. Thank you very much. Translation. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Personality, or Supreme Person face to face. These are very advanced people who see see Lord face to face. Even a person born in a family of dog eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants about him. Hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. Let me summarize the message of this verse. You may be extremely unqualified by chanting the holy names. You are raised to a level where you are not the same any longer. You are a very elevated person. So, purport. here in the spiritual potency of chanting, hearing, or remembering the holy name of the Supreme Lord is greatly stressed. Rupa Goswami has discussed the sequence of sinful activities of the conditioned soul, and he has established in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that those who engage in devotional service become freed from the reactions of all sinful activities. Another consideration here is that persons who are purified by the process of chanting and hearing become immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. So generally a person who does sacrifices has to be born in the family of Brahmanas. He has to be being reformed by the 10 kinds of purificatory processes. They are learned in Vedic literature, and then they are allowed to do Vedic sacrifices. But here the word satya immediately is used. And Sridhar Swami also remarks that one can immediately become eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. So I will jump a little ahead in the process. Usually, initiation depends on the bona fide spiritual master who directs the disciple. If he, the guru, sees that a disciple has become competent and purified by the process of chanting, he offers the sacred thread to the disciple, just so that he will be recognized as 100% equal with a Brahmana. This is also confirmed in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sri Sanatan Goswami. As a base metal, as a low-class metal, like bell metal is brass, can be changed into gold by a chemical process, any person can similarly be changed into a Brahmana by Diksha Vidhan, the initiation process. So, you know, Prabhupada brings it really here to the point. He had a lot of opposition from the Brahmanas in India. These Brahmanas were purified by many ceremonies. They had learned the Vedic scriptures by heart. They knew them in, they knew the Sanskrit, and they objected that, Prabhupada, you're ruining the Vedic Brahminical Aryan civilization. How can you give these Westerners from London and from New York and from Germany second initiation and give them the Brahmin thread? This is, you know what they were doing. They were eating flesh. They were engaged in disco dancing did have no restriction when it came to sense enjoyment. How do you dare to give them Brahmin initiation? Look at them, they don't even know Sanskrit. Prabhupada said, well, it is said in the Bhagavatam that when one chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes immediately elevated. So on this strength, I've given them Brahmin initiation. So Prabhupada seemed to believe the change is possible. Why don't you? No, I'm asking you a question. we will now hear how change can be possible. We will you know, usually let me ask you, what is the goal of chanting? That's a good start. This is an interesting question, no? Let us ask the older devotees, Ukrama, Urukrama. More chanting. Oh. Yes. What is the goal of chanting? Hema Gauri, you had overcome your shyness and have, yes, to make Krishna happy. What is the goal of chanting? Yes, these are all good answers. Prema Modi. To re-establish a broken relationship. Oh, relationship with Krishna. Guru Charan, what is the goal? Yeah, by Srila Prabhupada said, says Guru Charan Prabhu, our best is by practicing such a devotional service, you develop prema, or love of Godhead. I think all these answers sound very good, no? How do you think you will come to this goal? To these goals? Have you ever asked yourself this question? There's a goal. We hear so much about these goals. Be pure and pure. What will you do to reach this goal? There's a very nice sequence. You must, you know, or let me say, what can you do to reach that goal? And then I will ask the question, what can Krishna do that you reach the goal? What you can do is you can take to a spiritual practice over a prolonged period of time. You must be willing to give it time. Because this spiritual practice will give you something which you absolutely need to reach these high goals. That's a purity of heart. As long as the heart is not purified, we will have impure desires in there. We will, you know, I can give you a few desires. If you are not yet so developed, you will just be interested in sense gratification. When you are a little bit more developed, you will think of, yeah, I would like to have some influence, some. I would like to give a contribution to society by which I'm recognized. No, I want to leave my fingerprint. I don't just want to go and live in this world for just like an ordinary village. I mean, the shastras are full of heavy words, but I don't want to shock you in the morning like an ordinary animal, no, who also enjoys the senses. I would like to give a contribution to this world. No, it would be like to. You will have, or if you are a little bit more advanced, you would say, it would be nice to go to heavens, to paradise. then you join a religious religion like Islam or Christianity, which promises heaven to you. No? These are all still selfish desires. But if you purify your heart, a desire comes which belongs really to you, which is not coming from your mind or your body. What you desire then is, I want love. I want to love God. I want to love Krishna. And from this purity of heart, you develop a great taste, so that finally, someone said the goal is more chanting. You do more chanting, yes, but not this amateurish chanting which you do at this platform, which can hardly be called chanting. You will chant Shuddhanam, the pure name which is identical with Krishna, and that is when you have taste. No? It's a long, long, long journey to the Himalayas. So it is similarly a long journey to come to Shuddhanam, to come to the level where you chant more and more out of taste, and where Krishna says, for every Hare Krishna, here I am, look at me, you know. That is a high goal, but it starts with spiritual practice, because that purifies the heart, and only then you can have pure desires or taste called ruchi, and then you can only chant this Shuddhanam. But, my dear devotees, there is something which you can learn right now. This is a long journey, but you can learn something immediately, and that will make the journey very short. This is the first key, you could say, in the practices of the living name. We have written a book called The Living Name, A Guide to Chanting with Absorption. I have heard yesterday, you know, we always print one Auflage, one edition of it, and zhups, it's immediately sold. So we have now a few here, and I encourage you to look at the books and see if this is something you would like to try. The books will be available. Please just go through them and see if it is something for you. I believe it is my present to you, and you will be happy in seeing it. But test for yourself. So, what you can do is you can learn to be absolutely present when you chant. You can have thousands of years absent-minded chanting, but if you have only one name, you're fully present, then the name will show its absolute power. It will work on you. And in order to be fully present, you have to ask, how can I do this? With what am I to be present? And this brings us to what is a complicated term. I will ask Govinda to look up the translation into the local language. The endowment. Please give in endowment. It's the human endowment. What is this? Human endowments. I've seen many English speakers don't know what this is. So how can we know it as poor Germans and Slavic language speakers? What is an endowment? It's even difficult to find on the mobile telephone.
It's a word that's not
Sadhuspina. Do you know what is a Sadhuspina? You don't speak this language any longer. I know. An endowment, to say it in a very simple way, is a gift which Krishna has given you. And as human beings, we have three gifts from Krishna. Three. Oh. First, the body. Very important gift. This body is a glorious body. Woo! I can practice spiritual practice. But I have a tongue and ears. Imagine. With which I can chant. I can wake up with this body. I can eat prasadam from Mrigendra's restaurants. Second gift is I have a mind. I can think. Very important gift, my dear devotees. Very important gift. And the third gift is I have a heart. I can have feelings of compassion, of affection, of responsibility, of gratitude. Moi draghi gospodin, huala, huala, huala te. No? Three human gifts you have. The body, the mind, and the heart. And if you can, more you don't have really. You may say, no, Guru Maharaj, no Sachinanda Swami, we have a lot. We have shirts. We have a car. We have fashionable dress. We have shminka. Many, many things. But these are, yes, yes, yes. They are after. They come after. The original thing is you have a body, you have a mind with which you can think of all these things. And you have feelings, your heart, no? So the human, you are endowed with this, you are given by this. And what you need to know is how to bring these three things, these essential human things which you have, into your spiritual practice. You need to align them in spiritual practice. This is another difficult word. What means to align? Yes. To align means align up, to line them up. Poradnavanye. Huh? Poradnavanye, you know this word? Oh, finally. Some response. My audience is waking up now. Align means to line up. Think of a sports car. There are wheels in a sports car. There is steering. There's a motor, and there is a tank. When all these things are brought together, the car can really go very brisk down the highway. But if you have the wheels in your garage, and then you may have your motor and your fuel tank, but the car will not be able to go. Or you can have the gasoline tank somewhere, and you have your wheels and your motor, but the car can also not go. It needs to come together. No, you can have a wonderful wheels and a nice tank, but if you have the motor, it's not present. It is robbed in Tuzla when you were on the parking place. It was robbed. and it was sold, then you may have your wheels there and your tank, but without the motor it can't go anywhere. So in the same way, when you do, when you bring your body and your mind and your feelings together, wow, you can chant, you can go down the highway, whoop, back to Godhead. It is so wonderful, it is so easy. I think the biggest problem which we have is in our sadhana, in our spiritual practice, that somehow our mind is often so restless that yes, our body may chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and we may even have some feelings, oh, I'm such a neat cough, oh, look at me. But because the mind is thinking, oh, I have to do millions of things, and the children never go to bed at the proper time, I'm feeling so ill at the moment, nothing is of taste, and everyone gets married except for me, so on. It doesn't work for me, this life, you know. If the mind is somewhere else, you may chant, you may even have some feeling, yes, I know it's a good practice, I know, yes, nam, yes, nam, yes, nam, but you can't go anywhere when the mind is there. Not aligned, when it's not there. It's like the wheel is there and the tank is there, but the motor got somewhere robbed in Tuzla. You know, someone thought, oh, this is a nice sports car, let me steal the motor while you were shopping in Tuzla. So this is a problem. Our mind is stolen away very, very often, not in Tuzla, but in the material world. And that is the problem. We need to bring them together. These are human endowments. God has given you this so that you can turn this body into a vehicle for spiritual practice. It's called in Sanskrit a sadhan sharira. Sharira means vehicle. No? Often vehicle, this word sharira in Sanskrit, is used for your body. Very, very, very important. I thought to teach you how to bring the body mind and heart into chanting. I can see we have little time. Did you bring your bee bags? You brought. If you don't have your bee bag, no problem at all. You can, if you have your bee bag, it's good. Please take your bee bag. You are ready. Our Mathurananda has today his Buddha shirt on. Buddha means the enlightened one. You're ready for some serious spiritual practice, I can see. So, all right. What do we do with the body when we want to chant? Anyone has an idea? Huh? Sit properly, straight. Why? This is very troublesome. Why should I sit straight? Is this more power? To be attentive. Why does sitting straight make you attentive? Why? I don't believe it. We can breathe properly. That means we can oxygenate our body. It's very important. when you sit all this, you get cancer from this because you have no oxygen in your body. How can the lungs breathe like this with the computer position, you know, in the Facebook position? You can also bring your shoulders up to the ears and then roll them back to open your chest and give space for your lungs. This one reason, if you want to be a little bit more scientific about sitting, you will create a signal for you to be attentive. The body very much sends signals to the mind. There was in Japan a study about students making examinations. Do you know what, do we have some students here who make examinations? Nima is our student. And they found out that students who would smile when they worked, not really, who would make the mouth as if they are smiling, were all of a sudden alert. So this works even if you put if you just put a pen in your mouth. At that time, the muscle, this opens, and that sends a signal that you are alive and, you know, happy and not in fear and so on. I won't do this for you, although I'm sure I would land on social media for this. when you sit like this, it's a confident posture. It's a posture where you attain a better concentration. It is very scientific. Our mind influences the body, but listen to this. It works vice versa. The body influences the mind. Another thing is what you can do with the body is, speaking of the mouth, you can pronounce properly the Hare Krishna mantra, that it's really there. And the next is you can listen. I request you to sit now properly, like Jai Gopi has instructed. And let us pronounce the holy name properly and listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue. Please continue. Please now continue. You are in a Japa retreat. Sit properly. Continue. Pronounce very clearly. Yes, some of you chant not properly. We want to hear the name. Rama Rama Hare. Yes. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare. Very good. Continue. Please listen. Hare hear each name, each syllable as they enter your ears. Yes. More focus. Some of you are dreaming. No time for losing now.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Now, you know, we are not doing it just for an exercise. We are doing this to learn to do it in our regular practice. No, when we come back to Zagreb or to this ulica or that ulica where we live, we want to do this. Now comes the most difficult point, that is using the mind. My dear devotees, there is a very simple way to use the mind, and that is to be present in the moment where you chant. Most of the time our mind functions in remembering the past, or this happened, that happened. Very often we are also manipulated from our subconscious mind, who has a certain feeling. Do you know this? You wake up and you somehow don't feel good. Do you know this? It happened to me today. I woke up and I felt jaded. You can say finished. I was thinking, why do I feel jaded? Why do I feel like this? And I had no answer. Everything was all right. I had nice prasadam yesterday. I thought the day yesterday was brilliant for me. How it started, brilliant. How it, the middle of the day, brilliant. The journey, brilliant. When I came here, I got a garland, brilliant. So I had but I have a guess. Something happened a year ago which really shook me, really very much. And I was in a country where that happened before. So I think it triggered something. And now my subconscious mind was still suffering, you know, and the past came up in my, and laid a certain mood of sadness, of failure into my life. Not that this happened. It came from the subconscious mind. I will tell you very honestly, I do not know if this is, because I'm not a trained psychologist, nor am I so interested in this that I want to find this out. But what I said to me this morning, whatever it is that brought this bad, the sadness to you in the morning, we are not dealing with this now. We are chanting. be present in the chanting, in the moment. Hare and Krishna. Oh my God, there's so much bliss here. Hare Krishna. Then the bad mood came again. This is not about bad moods now. There's no time for losing now my spiritual life. I will be present in the present. What is going on in the present? Krishna. Oh, very good. Krishna. Still bad. Very good. Hari, Hari. Wonderful. And I was totally present in the now. That is a modern way of putting it. The now, the moment. Be here now. Be there now. No? Then I was thinking, oh, but I have to give 3 presentations today. Of what will I say in the morning? And then comes a meeting in the before noon. What will I say there? And then comes, oh, then the evening. Ooh, 3 things, and I'm such a simple person. And then I said, wait a minute, Sachinandan Swami, you're now in the future. You have lost all you got. That is the moment. The future is unclear. The past is gone. You have the moment. Most of us, my dear devotees, are dreaming in the past or dreaming of the future. We are never here. And here, at this moment, is where life happens. It doesn't happen in the past. That has gone. It doesn't happen in the future dreams. It's in this moment happens your life. Is this, can you understand this? Bhagavad Prabhu can understand. It is very simple to understand, but we need to be sometimes simple. So in japa, you say, forget the past that sleeps. And of the future, don't dream at all, but act in times that are with you now. And progress you can call. Who has written this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Should I say it again? Because it's very old English. Forget the past that sleeps. It's gone. And don't dream of the future, but act in times that are now with you, and you shall make progress. Yeah, I've said it in a simple, more modern form of English. No? So this is, my dear devotees, what I've really have learned about mind control. You just be in the present moment. Your life will become simple if you forget that in the past your wife left you and hurt you. Your life will become simple if you know that whatever is there in the future, it's not yet here and it might never come. But what comes is now. When you are... There is a Chinese master who became 150 years old, and he was asked, how did you become so old? He said, simple. When I'm eating, I'm eating. When I'm walking, I'm walking. When I am talking, I'm talking with someone. I'm with that person. We would like to add, when we are chanting, we are chanting. But I think he was not chanting, he was on another path, I think. So, practicing to be there in the present means to bring your mind always back when you to the chanting of the holy name. You must be just willing. I bring it out of the mental cloud. Mental cloud. There's now iCloud. We can go in the iCloud and download something from the iCloud. But there's a mental cloud also. That's the original iCloud. And most of you are downloading constantly from the mental cloud. No need. No time for losing your chanting. You have to now be present to the chanting and bring the mind back. All right. I asked you to close your eyes. I will make now some sounds. No one of you should look at me. You should just hear the sounds and try to find out what it could be. Let's start with a simple sound. Ready? The same sound. Same sound. Open your eyes. This was the sound. Please close your eyes. Another sound. Again. Again. Have to be really attentive to figure this out. Please open your eyes. See? This was the sound. Why do we do this? I want to teach you how to listen. I knew you wanted to find out, what is this? What is this sound? What is this sound? What is this sound? Why am I so typical? Why can I not find out? Simple, simple, simple. You wanted to listen, and then you could listen. Now, the same thing with chanting. You need to be present with chanting. Your mind will say, no, I know this, I know this, I know this, I have done this many times. I have listened to my chanting. No, 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 no. You have not listened to your chanting. Because there were many other things you were downloading from your mental cloud. Now, focus, please, on the chanting. Let us sit properly. And let us pronounce the mantra. And then, whenever the mind goes away, we will go back to the mantra. I will read you something and ask you from where this comes. What is controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. You have to chant with your tongue and hear the sound. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Who said this? Good. So chant and hear. Chant and hear. Chant and hear. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Please continue. Please don't stop.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
So, whenever your mind wanders, please bring it back. Bring it back to the present moment.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Very, very much. You do very nice. I'm very, very impressed with you. Now, the last thing, we have now two human endowments. What were that?
Body.
Mind. And now the third?
Heart.
The heart, yes. Where there are feelings, where there are emotions, no? When we feel some emotions, let us say, this hurt me very much, we put our hand to the heart to indicate, here is where the feeling is, here is where it is. Or when we feel deeply, when we are grateful after a program and we feel, I think in Skopje or in Belgrade, I forgot. The audience was just so nice and was willing to go deeper in their spiritual practice. So in the end, I wanted to show them that they have really touched my heart, and I'm wishing in all the best. So I did like this, you know. Giving them my heart, no? This is feelings of gratitude, feelings of... the Padma Purana speaks about devotional feelings by giving an example. It gives the example of a young man who has fallen in love with a young lady. And it gives the example of a young lady who has fallen in love with a young man. It is said, first love is strongest. Now they had never had partners, now they have. And that is very strong, very strong. If one is careful and builds up and is really trying to serve the other, then it can become a good fundament for a lifelong, lasting relationship. So, I was recently speaking on the phone with one of my disciples in America. You don't know him. And was speaking about him, and he said, I'm constantly thinking now about the new relationship. It is very much in my heart. I'm feeling for it. I hope it will work well. I'm grateful for it, and so on. So the Padma Purana gives this example for feelings. Just as young men desire young ladies, and young ladies desire young men, my dear Lord, may my mind be attracted to you. This is something which we want to cultivate, and therefore sometimes it's nice if devotees have their deities who they feel, this is my Lord, this is my Lord. And then they can feel this attraction, and they will feel also a fulfillment of a loving relationship, because Krishna reciprocates according to the intensity. No? Krishna reciprocates. He's open for this. Krishna responds when we call him, when our hearts are wide open. So in summary, chanting with some devotional feeling means to become conscious that you need Krishna, you want Krishna. You can feel, I know we have something, I'm in this movement, I mean there must be a reason that I'm in the Krishna movement. There is something between us, I know it. But it is very difficult for me to feel this relationship. So I request you, invest a little bit in me. You know, please be, you are more powerful than me to make this relationship all right. Please give your mercy. No? Please give your mercy to me, your service and your shelter, so that I can again, you know, that we can have our normal relationship again. It is unfortunately very, very distant at the moment, but I want it to be going on. So this is how I can only say the best way to to chant with that feeling is if you read, and if you read a lot about Krishna, or read, and praying is also, if you learn some prayers which light up your heart, this will bring some devotion in your heart, and you will see, when you bring a little, Krishna brings a lot. You know, sometimes we have sanghas, and we are requesting everyone, bring something, some prasadama. We can't cook, and then you bring a little. You bring some samosas, or samosas is too, takes too long. You bring what is easy to make, pancake or halava, no? You bring a little, and then you find a whole table full. Wow! Halava, carrot halava, rice halava. No, there's no rice halava. Maybe. One can try. Kirit Hari can try. Mirgenda can try. No need. Then, sabji, whoa, this killer sabji is there. You know, and everything is there, so much. You bring a little, and Krishna gives you so much. He is like this. So, little devotion. My recommendation is read about Krishna. I always have with me, you know, a little here in the white bag. There's my prayer book. I have prayers and chant. And here and there I chant and pray, and here and there, and sing here and there. And after some time, some good emotions come, no? Some feelings. I have, my heart is with the chanting. So, I want to now make an exercise with you. What do we think? Yes. We will sing now a kirtan, and and apply everything which we have learned. Wow! In this kirtan. Are you ready? And then we will eat. And then we will have a few questions and then we will eat prasadam. I request you to sit properly. So we will try to apply. One of you seems to be asleep. No? Good. First, you can listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Engage our body in the kirtan. Please, when you sing, try to sing with the whole body. It means breathe in very nicely and then use your body like you would use a violin or a drum set or a truba. Yes, do some truba chanting. No, some really use the body. Please chant now.
Hare Krishna.
Please use your mind, the second human endowment. Be just totally present to the sound of the holy name. Listen and start now.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
very good so far. Now, the feelings. This is most difficult because you can't tell yourself very easily what to feel. But I can chant a shloka for you, which expresses deep devotional feelings. My dear Lord, for so many long years, I have completely forgotten you. Although I was initiated few years back, in my life, other things took so much of my time, so much of my energy. But today, in this kirtan at least, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. I think some of you are still a little afraid of Krishna. What will happen if I always chant like that? Maybe it's not safe. My material attachments are not safe when I chant like this. Maybe my whole life design, I will see the holes inside. the spaces where I'm living in a Lebenslüge. It's such a heavy word that I will not translate it for you. Ich bin vielleicht in einer Lebenslüge. I think some of us are afraid of Krishna. And maybe we are even more afraid of ourselves. With ourselves, I mean the spiritual self, which is inside, and which wants to enter the world of love, the world of Krishna. There's another center of dynamic human concern in us. Dynamichka Humansky concern? Briga. Where we are really invested. It's our ego. Oh, a lot of dynamics are going around this feelings, plans. With ego, I don't mean the word in a bad way. I mean just our material identifications, no? And but there is another self which is eternal and which is much more powerful than all this which will go. And maybe we are a little afraid of ourselves, that we don't want to take seriously this spiritual practice. You may have to address this fear of a spiritual, genuine spiritual life. You may have to go to an older devotee. You may need a little coaching, no? A little bit, propping, a little preaching maybe, if I may say this dangerous word. And I think, at least I have studied myself, I'm sometimes afraid of this dimension, because I know then everything else of the about the North German person has to go. Scary, but also blissful. I want to end here. Do you have a thing? Is we have really little time, but I will try. Is there a question, Mathurananda? Mm-hmm. You will get a microphone.
Thank you, Shambhaj. That's a quick question. I feel when I try to concentrate on the holy name, which is really strange because it's a subtle thing, I get tired. And how can my mind get tired? You know, after 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, I just get tired. I feel exhausted by this effort. So I'm wondering if this happens when you are running, you have coaches, and you can go to the gym and you know, just get your condition, you know, back. But are there exercises to get to strengthen this ability to concentrate longer? Mm-hmm. With the Facebooks and everything, I feel it's, you know, gone.
Yeah, it is. It is whenever you. Thank you. And please, in the sweet Croatian language, please say for the. Yeah.
Moje pitanje je nekako izgleda kao da nemam kondiciju da se tako izrazim kad je u pitanju koncentriranja.
Sličana, sličana. Yes.
Pa je ukratko pitanje kako da dobijem tu kondiciju koncentracije, jer se vrlo brzo umorim kad se treba koncentrirati na svetu.
This is so sweet when you speak Croatian. It has a certain split. Yes, yes. Well, it's a normal reaction, Mathurananda, and I've always appreciated you as a very you know, natural person. It's when you, whenever you do break out of a certain habit or a certain mode, it's a little disorientating, and also something which is inside of you comes out, that is a tiredness. I would like to give you an example. I can really go without a lot of sleep when I'm on tour. Bong, when I'm pressured, you have to get up, you have to do this, you have to prepare this, you have to go there, gong, 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 gong. And then all day meetings, dong, 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 dong. Telephone calls, dong, 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 dong. Writing articles, dong, 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 dong. Emails, dong, 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 dong. And then I come to Gaurabhavan. Very peaceful. Beautiful water. Gaur Govinda has visited and he knows. Ideal surroundings. And there is no longer. I can divide the day as I want. Do you know what I feel? Very tired. Very tired, because I'm breaking the habit, the rajasic habit. I'm now in a different environment, and all that stored up tiredness, which is the result, you know, when you are in passion, passion always goes to tamagun after some time. In tamagun, when you are always tamasic, then you might, something must happen now. No, goes to stress, to rajagun. These are temporary states of mind. They cannot stay. You can't always be in stress. So it is very good that you feel tired. You are my first success story in this retreat, because in a short time, you were able to switch from one mode to another mode. You're my first. Prabhus, Madhajis, friends and skeptics, we are in a critical situation. We are not spiritual. We are trying, but we are not on the level where we should be. And therefore, the modes of nature still have a lot of influence on us. How to break it? There is a very nice way, a lot of kirtan. Or even when you feel tired, you know, have your cuddles. My Dina Bandhu has not yet returned my pair of cuddles. They're here. Oh, no. When you have kirtan, you and you sing. Krishna, Krishna. No time for being tired. You know, it's, and you're with the holy name. Oh, finally, these came with me to Mountain Kailash. They came later. My Kailash cartels blooped. They're not here. You know, therefore I always have them. And when you do japa and you come in a tired mood, just do, you know, and jump around, dance around in your, no one will see you, you know, it's all right, only Govinda Priya will think my husband is advancing. You know, and dance, and then, but kirtan is usually done, no need to dance. See, I didn't want to say it, but I will say it. I will repeat what Sanatana Goswami said. For japa, you need a purified mind. Kirtan, you don't need a purified mind, because kirtan purifies the mind. Therefore, in this age, Girdan, Sankirtan movement, not Japa movement, Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan. Kirtan is so much stressed in this age where we are very unfortunate. However, if you do not do Japa, and if you don't do good Japa, your Kirtan will have something to be desired. It will not be the proper Kirtan. Because in Japa, you learn to be alone with Krishna. You learn to show Krishna, Krishna, ya volamte. I'm doing this. So therefore, these qualities are very important. The bhakta nishtha qualities are very important to at least emulate. Emulate means to follow them as good as we can. Thank you. Determination, persistence, desire, and taking responsibility. All this you can practice in Japa. Doing a determined act, being persistent, desiring, I want to chant, and taking responsibility. Oh, my chanting is still a little bit faulty because I have committed offenses in the past, and now I'm still suffering from the reaction, that is, that there's fog around my chanting and clouds. My dear devotees, we have to end here, unfortunately. That's the problem, that when we have so little time, the questions and answers suffer a little.